Movie trilogies are popular these days, what with The Lord of the Rings and The Matrix selling millions of tickets, and in the case of Rings, being nominated for 11 Oscars. The French Oscars are called the Césars, and a set of movies called The Trilogy has been nominated for 3 of them. The trilogy already has won the top French Critics Prize, the Prix Louis de Luc. Pat Dowell reports.
Filmmaker Luca Belvaux says the inspiration for making his trilogy came from a question he asked himself when he took up directing 12 years ago. Up until then, he was best known as a character actor. He wondered, what does it mean to be a secondary character in a film? Speaking through an interpreter, Belvaux says it dawned on him that a minor player from one film could be the star of another.
Je me suis dit que finalement, ce qui définissait le mieux un personnage secondaire, c'est que c'était le personnage d'un film qui n'était pas fait.
When you see a secondary character in a film, what you're seeing is little portions of that character's life and that character's story, but their film hasn't yet been made.
Imagine if each episode of Star Wars, for instance, took place in the same time period, the same setting, and with the same characters, only each told the story from the Wookiee's point of view, or C-3PO's. And what if each were a different kind of movie? Belvaux's trilogy starts with a thriller called On the Run. It's about a radical, played by Belvaux himself, who's just escaped from prison. He hides out at a chalet whose owner is not happy to find him there.
Allez maintenant, dehors tous les deux sous!
Mais tu ne peux pas faire ça!
Quand employer la force!
Allez, viens.
In the second film, Belvaux's character slips into the background, and the owner of the chalet becomes the star of a romantic farce called An Amazing Couple.
Assieds-toi, mon chéri.
Surprise!
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 Pour une surprise, c'est une surprise.
Bravo. C'était pas
bon anniversaire.
Bon anniversaire.
All 3 films take place over the same 10-day period in the French alpine city of Grenoble. The first 2 include another secondary character, a middle-class morphine addict, who stars in the final drama, After Life, a forlorn love story about her marriage to a cop.
On ne peut pas accepter de souffrir une personne. Ça. Normalement, comme avant, sans avoir mal à chaque seconde qui passe.
Director and screenwriter Luca Belvaux says there's a long tradition of such storytelling in France, where Balzac wrote scores of novels with characters who assume more or less importance in different books. In fact, this trilogy is Belvaux's homage to Balzac.
Mais c'est aussi une envie d'arriver à ma modeste mesure.
What I've tried to do in my own modest way, because I only have 3 films, not 50 novels, what I've tried to do is to create this very coherent whole, this universe that's autonomous in and of itself.
There are precedents in film for Belvaux's ambitious trilogy, says Philip French, critic for the Observer newspaper in London.
The Belvaux trilogy belongs to a tradition that goes back to the early 30s with Marcel Pagnol's trilogy, and then later the trilogies after the Second World War of Ingmar Bergman and later Krzysztof Kieślowski. So there is a tendency, particularly in art house cinema, to make ambitious undertakings of this kind, particularly films that come in threes.
So in a way, Belvaux has brought the trilogy form, so popular in Hollywood these days, back to the art house. Belvaux shot his 3 films simultaneously. Most movies are not filmed in story sequence, but rather in the order of greatest convenience. This means shooting all the scenes for one location at the same time, no matter where they occur in the story. Belvaux did that too, but he had 3 scripts, sometimes with the same events taking place, only with the camera focusing on different characters. He had the same cinematographer, but after all 3 films were shot, he used 3 different teams of editors.
Je trouvais bien qu'à un moment il y ait un œil extérieur.
What I really wanted at that point was a different eye, a different way of looking at what I had shot.
And he says it made the editing go faster, since he could visit each team of editors while they worked simultaneously. Belvaux says that despite his complicated interweaving of the trilogy's parts, each film stands on its own.
Il faut que même ceux qui n'ont pas envie de voir les qui n'en voient qu'un par exemple,
the spectator who sees only one film is seeing a whole film. He's not being cheated in any way. This is a complete film in and of itself.
Nevertheless, critics here and in Europe seem to agree that the films in the trilogy have a cumulative impact. Critic Philip French says he didn't really like the romantic farce until he saw the other films and began to notice what was happening in the background.
If you just saw the first one, you wouldn't be aware of what he's getting at, because essentially the film is not about Bruno, the escaped terrorist. He is really the catalyst for the events, and really the film is about the three women.
If Belvo's three films have a common theme, the filmmaker says it would be solitude and lying. To make his point, he includes only parts of some conversations in each film, with the other films filling in more and more information, sometimes trivial and sometimes devastating, about the story they all tell. He shows how solitude shapes lives, and how lying often comes from our inability to see what's happening around us.
Parfois, il suffirait de se retourner ou de faire un pas sur le côté.
For example, in life, all you really need to do is perhaps turn slightly in one direction or turn around, and suddenly you'll see everything from a totally different perspective, a totally different point of view. And this is what life is. There are many things that are happening, but our vision is really rather limited because we can't see everything that's occurring at the same time. And this is really a way of showing that there are other things that are happening at the same time.
Belvo is playing with audiences' expectations of what they think a movie should be, defying the rules of storytelling to show them there are no rules.
C'est une façon de leur dire, ne croyez pas tout ce que vous voyez au cinéma.
It's actually a way of telling them, don't believe everything that you see in the movies.
Dans une salle de cinéma, on ne voit que ce que le metteur en scène veut bien montrer.
In a movie theater, you only see what the director wants you to see.
Et finalement, dans la vie, on ne voit que ce qu'on veut bien voir.
And finally, in life, you only see what you want to see.
Each film in Luca Belvo's trilogy, On the Run, An Amazing Couple, and Afterlife, will open sequentially, one each week, over the course of 3 weeks, much the way the novels of his hero Balzac were published more than a century ago. For NPR News, this is Pat Dowell.